On Northern Kentucky University Week, encouraging students with disabilities to feel included leads to a better society. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Melissa Jones, professor of special education, determines how campuses can foster inclusion.
Inclusion isn't a place, but a belief that everyone has something to contribute. True inclusion involves purposeful action to assure that no one is left out, and too often we send messages to folks that they are not valued because of some perceived difference or disability. We send those messages through actions by excluding people from opportunities, from engagement, and even from being present or part of the conversation. We shun what we don't understand. To combat this, colleges and universities across the country have been modeling ways to meaningfully include young adults with intellectual disabilities on their campuses. At NKU, we established the Supported Higher Education Project. Students who would not otherwise have access to college learn, mature, and become more independent alongside peers without disability. Our students are 100% supported by volunteer peer mentoring partners. Through a qualitative research study, we discovered the peer mentors gain as much, if not more, from mentoring as their partners with disability. By analyzing 344 reflections written by 85 peer mentors over 10 years, we learned peer mentors gained professional skills and interpersonal awareness and broadened their friendship networks. Most importantly, they began challenging society's notions of disability as broken. This research highlights a shift in understanding about the abilities of people with disability labels and hints at a potential to change societal views by increasing efforts to create opportunities for meaningful inclusion. The more positive interactions had across individual difference, the more we will be able to consider possibilities over fear and begin recognizing strengths and contributions over perceived deficits and differences.
That was Melissa Jones of Northern Kentucky University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.